live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. Gareth Hall with you this Thursday morning. This is Giddy Up Stable Mail. Great to be with you ahead of a massive weekend of racing. One of my favourite times of the year, of course, with Golden Slipper Day. You've got the William Reid there in Sydney as well. And the Snowden Camp will play a major part. They've got chances everywhere you look, including the Golden Slipper, with two strong chances. And Paul Snowden joins us on this Thursday. Good morning, Paul.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. Geez, I can't wait to see what Bodyguard can do in a Golden Slipper.
Yeah, well, look, we've had a bit of bad luck, but we're there in good order, and he's come on hugely from his Todman run. So, yeah, hopefully we can run our best race this prep.
Where do you want to be in the run with him?
Look, there's good speed inside and outside, so, you know, just where he's happy. We had to drag back for an awkward draw the other day, so hopefully we can sort of lay up in a midfield spot. That'd be great.
I still can't quite work out how Fully Lit's $34 with Bet365 and Holmes and Court's $81. He went straight past him in that Black Opal in Canberra.
Yeah, look, and he hasn't had, you know, the hard racing that most have. He's coming here with a bit of fresh form behind him, so I think he'll run extremely well. I don't think he's out of you know, running right up to the place getters for sure. He's certainly a horse that's gone on from his win the other day, and he's drawn a good gate for him. So yeah, hopefully he can run well also.
What do you make of the Sydney and Melbourne form lines with these 2 year olds these days? Because Homer Court did start off his career in Melbourne before heading to Sydney.
Yeah, but I've got to say, sort of the more he's done this horse, the more he's impressed me. I probably didn't think he could get to this level, but he's earned his spot. You know, his winning form, he's held his own against some higher class 2 year olds, and he's run well. So like I said, his work on Tuesday was great. They both worked together, him and Bodyguard. There was nothing between them, so I dare say hopefully they get all the best of luck they can on Saturday, and hopefully there won't be much between them there also.
What do you do with King's Gambit? He gets a start in the Galaxy now. He's also down to race, of course, in the William Reid. Does he stay in Sydney?
Yeah, he never left, mate, so he'll stay up here. Yeah.
All right, then. He trialled nicely there the other day. What's your expectations with him, with Jamie Carr sticking with him?
Yeah, look, you've just got that weight luxury against a lot of these horses, which is it's hard to ignore. So the horse is in great form. We want to get back to a six or a better, which they anticipate there'll be sort of somewhere between a five and a six. So well, he's just got to live up to his reputation, mate. He can run well.
All right then, King of Sparta. He's been awesome of late. He probably needs a dry track as well.
Yeah, he does. Look, we're still not hell bent on running. We've got that option of trialling him on Friday as well. So it's all about sort of what we need to get out of it this weekend, basically, to get him over to Perth. And do we need to bash him up and on a wet surface, or a surface not to his liking, or we can, you know, give him a nice trial on Friday and go over there in good shape. So horse is in fine form. He's in winning form. He's in career best form. We've just got to work out how the best way to get him over.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do at Ascot there in the Quokka. Have you booked a rider for him? I know that James McDonald's furious that they've got the All Age Stakes on the same day as the Quokka. Is Blake Shin heading over? He's riding him on Saturday, or is that just a wait and see?
Yeah, no, Blake's confirmed to ride. He took the ride about 3 weeks ago, so he's confirmed, but you're right. I rang J-Mac about something else about a month ago. He said, tell me you've got the dates moved. And I said, sorry, brother. I said, I can't do that. I'm not God.
He's hungry, isn't he? He understands these slot races are worth a lot more than the other races with the $5 million. Like, he doesn't have to split it with the slot holders and the owners, does he, really? So,
no, he done his sums all right.
Yeah. Pia Rossa, she's got a tough gate.
She's got a tough gate, but she's an underestimating filly. She's run exceptionally well first up at the mile, and I dare say she's come on. So the only downside to this is the double digit draw, but she gets that extended trip which she dearly needs. So I'm still thinking she's one of them fillies that just if they get a little bit of luck, they can turn it around for you, and she's one of those. So I'm just dependent on a bit of luck on the day.
Outside of those runners we had a chat about, what would be your best for the day, mate? Tashi looks like she's in the market there in that birthday card stakes.
Yeah, both of those mares are going well, Miss Elfire and Tashi. Obviously, that's a sort of less a high profile race than what we've mentioned earlier, but I don't know. I just seem to think the Slipper Boys, especially Bodyguard, I don't think he's run his best race yet, and hopefully that can be on Sunday.
All right, good on you, mate. We wish you the best of luck in the Slipper. Go and win another one. There's Paul Snowden there. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Johnny O'Shea.